Greetings, friends. This is Elijah coming to you from the command center. It's 2022, the beginning of the year, and I decided it's about time I put out something after a long hiatus. Back in March of 2020, I put out a lengthy article regarding what is and has been unfolding before our eyes for the last about 2 years now. You can search for the post entitled "What Virus" at the website. It's a pretty instructive article. If you go back and read it, you'll find that it was right on the money. So today I wanted to spend a few minutes with you to discuss a direction that I am moving in here at Life Giving Food. We want to go to a membership type community. The website will remain. Everything that's on the website will still be there. The Natural Health Treasury will still function as normal. But we want to interact with people who are motivated to take information and put it to use. We also want to have that synergy. We want to have that connection. We want to have an interactive type operation rather than a website that I work on, I maintain, I put out, you know, a newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. And it's very much a one-way monologue. So I think we're at a point in time where if you care about your health, if you want to preserve your health, if you want to improve your health, and especially if you want to fortify your health against what most people who are paying attention understand is outright biological warfare, then it's critical to be connected with people who are knowledgeable and who are successful. You know, if you want to be successful at anything, you need the information regarding how to be successful, and you really need to see that information coming from people who are living it. So in this particular newsletter, I wanted to give you a look at a little bit of my private life so that you can see how I'm living it. Many of you have been with us for many years and already know that, you know, we're a unique organization, and that's why, despite our lack of communication for an extended period of time, people are still with us and still waiting to see what's next. So I'm in the process of rolling out this membership type community. It'll be very, very affordable. It'll be incredibly value oriented, and the people that get involved will get more for their money than they can imagine. So basically, that's my little intro. I have a few other things to share today. First of all, just some general news and information. I have a video which you will find further down the page that was actually made in 1930. I also have a book that was written in 1957. And I want to share both the video with you, which you can just watch, and I also want to share excerpts in this audio from the book written in 1957. And I may share some other things as well, but I like the idea of an audio, call it a podcast, whatever you like, but putting out information that people can click a button, they can download, they can load it up onto their smartphone or MP3 player. They can take it with them in the vehicle while they're driving. They can take it with them if they go to the gym, if they go shopping. bottom line is that it's very easy to listen to this information while you're doing other things in life. So you're being efficient, you're not wasting a lot of time, and you're not stuck in front of a computer screen. Now, many of you know that I wrote a book by the title of The Heavenly Handbook of Health. Of course, I've been putting out information on health for 15 years now or longer. I really don't know exactly, but it's really important that one's world view that was shaped and created as they, from the time of birth until they became older, by other people. And so, many of the views that have are not really your views, they're someone else's views and beliefs. And it's really critical to examine your own beliefs to try to ascertain which of those beliefs are actually false. Because as the most read book in the world says, the truth will make you free. And everyone's heard the saying, knowledge is power. So part of what I want to do is equip people with more true knowledge so that they can make the changes and adjustments in their life that will produce great results. So I want to take a minute to read a bit from this book that I mentioned earlier, just some excerpts, basically. And so these excerpts are things that I've pulled out. And by the way, talking about knowledge, let's just take a quick review of some of the statistics that prove that America has become a nation of idiots. Now, I know that sounds critical, but just have a look or have a listen, okay? There's a recent survey found that 74% of Americans don't even know how many amendments are in the Bill of Rights. In my personal experience in law, I discovered that most young people know absolutely nothing about the U.S. Constitution, which is still considered, technically at least, the highest law of the land in our country. And it also discovered that nearly 40% of Americans cannot name a single right protected by the First Amendment. So, those are a couple of ideas there for you to chew on. In addition to that, 30 years ago in the United States, this country awarded more high school diplomas than anyone in the world. Today, we've fallen to 36th place. And I guess at the time of this reading, it's even below that. And according to the Pentagon, 71% of our young people are ineligible to serve in the United States military because they are either too dumb, too fat, or have a criminal background. It's pretty bad, okay? The average American spends 86 hours a month on their smartphone. 45% of U.S. teenagers are online almost constantly. And overall, the average American adult spends 6 hours, 43 minutes of total time on their smartphone or computer every day. So, we have a serious problem on many fronts in America. If you're paying attention, you see that we're in trouble. You see, as a nation, we're in decline. And for many years, I've said that America is under judgment. And that's a quote-unquote religious statement, because in order to be under judgment, there has to be a judge. And what judge has the ability to bring about the terms of judgment upon a nation other than the only righteous judge, the supreme lawmaker, the maker of heaven and earth. Now, you don't have to share these views, and you don't have to have a religious idea of any kind. Of course, the book that I read says that the fool has said in their heart, there is no God. So, you know, we're not politically correct at life-giving food. We're interested in the truth, even when the truth offends us. In other words, I've been offended many times in my journey and in my learning, because I've discovered that how many of my beliefs were completely, patently false. And I believe that the blessings that I'm living today are almost exclusively due to my willingness to humble myself and to accept the truth as given to me by the maker of heaven and earth. So this is what you're going to get here at Life-Giving Food. You're going to get that element along with many other elements. You know, we're not here to please people. We're not people pleasers. We're very interested in people, and we care about people, and we understand that the relationship between people is pretty much the most important thing in this world. So we have a commitment to that. We're dedicated to that. We're here to serve people, but we're not here to be popular based on people's political or falsely based beliefs. You know, exchange with an open mind, with an honest, sincere heart, and with a degree of humility will cause all people to rise up. You know, I'll become better through that type of interaction with other people who have the same mind. Not because I have all the answers, but because through that type of interaction, we help one another and we elevate one another, and we all benefit as a result of that. So, you know, if you've come here with an anti-God or let's just say a neutral mindset, which is okay, then we'd like to invite you to consider the things that we have to say and engage in adult discourse. You know, get involved in the community, bring your ideas, bring your questions, bring your challenges. And if you do that, like I said, with a sincere mind and heart, you may be amazed at what the results are in your own life, and you may be able to help others along the way. So let me start out by reading a couple of things from this book that was written in 1957. And the first thing I'm going to read is this excerpt here, Vaccination. By the way, this book was a compilation of many scientists and many doctors, some of whom practiced medicine at that time in 1957, already for 50 years. So these were people with a lot of experience within that realm, and quite a range of different types of people. Now, if you've read my book, or if you've been around the Life-Giving Food for any amount of time in our newsletter, you know that I believe what the Bible says, and the Bible says that the word that we know today as pharmaceutical and pharmacy, these words come from a root word which is pharmakeia. And interestingly enough, in the Bible, and when I say Bible, I'm referring to the King James Bible. In the Bible, the word pharmakeia is found, and it means literally witchcraft and sorcery. I have personally avoided every form of drug and pharmaceutical product for, I don't know, 30, 35 years now. And I can say that I haven't had a sniffle in over 30 years. So I think that that whole area is based on spiritual knowledge and power of the type that is not beneficial to you as a living soul. Excuse me. So the excerpt reads, "Vaccination, instead of being the promised blessing to the world, has proven to be a curse of such sweeping devastation," remember this was in 1957, "that it has caused more death and disease than war, pestilence, and plague combined. There is no scourge, with the possible exception of atomic radiation, that is more destructive to our world's health than this monument of human deception, this slayer of the innocent, this crippler of body and brain. Put another way, perhaps, witchcraft and sorcery, pharmakeia." Boy, what a mouthful. And it blows my mind to watch what's going on in the world, and particularly in America, because that's where I live. The number of people that absolutely worship the people who are constantly promoting vaccines as a solution to the boogeyman. It just blows my mind. "Through the lethal power of the poisoned needle, the simple zymotic, i.e. contagious, diseases of the past have been devolved into the horrors of the present, our terrifying and expanding crop of killer diseases. Many of these strange mystery diseases that baffle the entire medical world are the sordid products of vaccine poisons that disturb the chemical balance of the body and interfere with normal functioning. All these medically made atrocities are far worse than smallpox or any of the other eruptive diseases that nature provides as a means of expelling the accumulated poison waste from the abused body. This interference with the balanced economy of nature has multiplied the problems beyond the power of science to control. Our worst epidemics are now epidemics of vaccination, in which more people are killed every year by vaccinal diseases than by the diseases that the vaccinations were supposed to combat. The following table gives us an idea of what our present faulty methods are doing to our race." And again, this was written in 1957. "Increase in killer diseases during the past 70 years. Insanity increased 400%. Cancer increased 308%. Anemia increased 300%. Epilepsy increased 397%. Heart disease increased 179%, and diabetes increased 1,800% in spite of or because of insulin." Now, those are mind-blowing statistics, but what's even more mind-blowing is that this was written in 1957. We're now basically 62 years later, so another 70 years past the point that they were talking about the problems increasing in the previous 70 years. This is a downloadable audio file. If you want to download it and listen to it later, I'm going to read a few more excerpts from the book that was published in 1957. And these are all quotes from doctors, very prominent doctors at the time. So from Dr. Alexander Wilder, editor of the New York Medical Times and professor of pathology in the United States Medical College of New York, and author of Wilder's History of Medicine, we have this observation. Vaccination is the infusion of contaminating element into the system, and after such contamination, you can never be sure of regaining the former purity of the body. Consumption follows in the wake of vaccination as certainly as effect follows cause. Dr. Walter M. James of Philadelphia says, vaccination does not stay the spread of smallpox, nor even modify it in those who get it after vaccination. It does introduce into the system and therefore contributes to the spread of tuberculosis, cancer, and even leprosy. It tends to make more virulent epidemics of smallpox and to make them more extensive. It does just what inoculation did, cause the spread of disease. Dr. Kalb, Royal Examiner of Statistics for Bavaria, stated, examination shows vaccination a complete failure. In this single year, 3,994 vaccinated people died of smallpox. The total number attacked exceeded 29,000. All were vaccinated. Dr. Hal Bakewell, Vaccinator General of Trinidad, said, I have very little faith in vaccination, even as modifying the disease, and none at all as a protective in virulent epidemics. Personally, I contracted smallpox less than 6 months after a most severe revaccination. This doctor was in the vaccination business. His livelihood depended on it, and he wanted to believe in it. In Trinidad, where vaccination was compulsory, he had ample opportunity to observe the full effects of it on a large scale, yet he voluntarily denounced the practice as a complete failure. Dr. L.C. Carter of London reported, in looking over the history of vaccination for smallpox, I am amazed to learn of the terrible deaths from vaccination, amputations of arms and legs, foot and mouth disease, tetanus, septicemia, and cerebrospinal meningitis. Dr. J.C. Ward, MRCS at Harrogate in England, among many others, confesses to a change of heart on the vaccination question in his statement. I believed that vaccination prevented smallpox. I believed that it did not absolutely prevent it in every case. It modified the disease in some cases. And I believed that revaccination, if only frequent enough, gave absolute immunity. Experience has driven all that out of my head. I have seen vaccinated persons get smallpox, and persons who had been vaccinated get smallpox. And I have seen those who had smallpox get it a second time and die of it. Professor Adolf Vogt, who held the chair of vital statistics and hygiene in Bern University for 17 years, said, after collecting the particulars of 400,000 cases of smallpox, I am compelled to admit that my belief in vaccination is absolutely destroyed. Dr. Charles E. Page of Boston said, I have been a regular practitioner of medicine in Boston for 33 years. I have studied the question of vaccination conscientiously for 45 years. As for vaccination as a preventative of disease, there is not a scrap of evidence in its favor. Injection of virus into the pure bloodstream of the people does not prevent smallpox. Rather, it tends to increase its epidemics and makes the disease more deadly. Of this, we have indisputable proof. In our country, the U.S., cancer mortality has increased from 9 per 100,000 to 80 per 100,000, or a fully 900% increase within the past 50 years, and no conceivable thing could have caused this but the universal blood poisoning now existing. Dr. Forbes Lowry said, "I can add my testimony to the others that vaccination contributes to the great increase in cancer." Now, I could go on, people. This book is 220 pages long, but we don't have all day. We're approaching 30 minutes on this audio. And the main purpose of my recording today was to let you know that we are moving to a membership-based community. It'll be very affordable. People will be able to afford it with no problem whatsoever. And I promise you that the benefits will so far outweigh the measly cost that you'll be very happy that you got involved, and you'll feel bad for the people that didn't. So at the bottom of the page here is a couple of links, one to the Atomic 72. I'm going to do an interview with a gentleman that just recently started using Atomic 72. I've been using it daily for many years. It's quite a startling interview because he says how he took it for a few days and he thought, it's no big deal. And so he stopped taking it. Then once he stopped taking it, he realized he didn't feel very good compared to the way he had been feeling. And so he started taking it again. And once he started taking it again, right away he noticed a big difference. So I thought that was a pretty powerful testimony and one that I'll share with you. There's also a link to the Sunshine Pack, arguably the most important thing you can have with the biowarfare that's going on in our country and, the virus, blah, blah, blah. There's so much to say about vitamin D3 and its partner product that makes up the Sunshine product. I have to do a dedicated audio on that later on. We also have a new product, both immune boosting, and there are actually two different ones, but you can get more information at the Natural Health Treasury by clicking on the Life-Giving Gummies link below. And then finally, it would help me to add your email to a list of people that have an interest. There's no obligation at this point. You'll not be asked to pay any money. But I would like to know if you have an interest in being part of the membership-based community. We're going to be providing two webinar-type events every month that you can participate in live, and if for some reason you can't be there, it'll be recorded and it will be possible for you to get access to that information and watch it later if you are a member. We're also going to have one-on-one consultations with myself, so if you have any kind of questions or issues regarding health or something that you're trying to improve on and you just want to bounce it off of me, that will be something that's available to members of the community. And there's really a long list of things that as I said, I'll be rolling this out and there'll be very clear information. What do you get? What does it cost? So just stay tuned. But if you would be so kind as to click the link at the bottom of this page that says, "I want to be part of the private tribe," I'll simply add your email to a list on my end so that I'll be sure to make sure that you know about the membership rollout so that you can make a decision at that time based on everything we're offering and what it would cost you and what we believe the benefits to you will be. So that's going to wrap it up for today. I appreciate you. We're going to be coming with a lot more invaluable information, and we certainly want to support and help you attain the kind of health that I experience, just normal everyday life. Haven't worn a mask once throughout this, this scamdemic, I take that back. I've worn a mask on an extremely limited number of cases, probably count them on one hand in 2 years. But click that link down below. I want to be part of the private tribe, and we'll get you onto the list to make sure that you don't miss out on the opportunity to get involved. Thanks for now, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day.